Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Life is full of what-ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hiya and welcome to the Redmen TV. Liverpool have just drawn away at Crystal Palace, and to be honest, I feel like I've wasted an entire day of my life. That game of football for quality was absolutely shocking, abysmal, to be perfectly honest. I'm trying to recall anything that happened that was major in the game. Liverpool lacklustre. There was no reaction from Real Madrid, which obviously was a heavy defeat. There was nothing from Liverpool. The quality up top, horrific. I mean, the lads were feeding off scraps. And even then, obviously, we really needed someone to stand up and have a bit of quality, and no one did. The midfield, losing the ball constantly. You know, passes that would just go in the middle of the park. We conceded so many counter-attacks. And to be fair, Palace, in that first half, should have scored two. They hit the ball with one, which should be put in the back of the net. And they had a couple of good chances in the first half, whilst Liverpool just weren't awake. They failed to take them, and thank God. Hopefully, looking back on this, it's a good point to take in the top four race, but it doesn't feel like that. It feels like I've just watched a game of footy where that's not Premier League level. I don't know what I've just watched. It was absolutely appalling. I think we had one major chance that I can remember. Gakpo was through and missed. That is the only thing I can remember Liverpool creating. Positive that we haven't conceded. We probably should have. But we had nothing about us on the day. We really have struggled to find the balance, and it feels like today we were a little bit better at the back. We still could have conceded a couple of goals, but we were better defensively, but at the cost of having absolutely nothing up top. The subs didn't really do much. There was some dreadful performances. I mean, I wasn't really surprised that Trent Alexander-Arnold got dragged in the second half. He had a bit of a torrid time today, as did a couple of them in many ways. It was just poor. It was a poor game of football. I really wanted a reaction. I wanted someone to be fuming at what happened midweek and come out and be at the races from the off. And we weren't. And we never got onto a good enough level to win a game of football in the Premier League at any point in that game. And sometimes you can go through the games and you can rely on a moment of magic here and there, or a bit of luck, but not in fell Liverpool's way. And you've got to make your own luck in the Premier League, and we couldn't tonight. A dreadful game of football. Can't believe I've just had to sit through it. By the way, that away end is absolutely dreadful. Selhurst Park, please move the away end. It's awful. You can't see a thing. But I'm quite thankful. I was zoning out half of the game anyway with how bad we were playing. Shite. Let's be perfectly honest. Appalling. Crap. So many things. Boring. Boring is the main one. I just watched a game of footy, and I'm reckon I'd have been better staring at a wall. It was dreadful. And to anyone who actually continued watching the full game till the end, fair play. Because that was a drag. Watching Liverpool Football Club at the moment is a drag, and it's going to be like this all season. Moments of up where you know, the Newcastle and Everton game where you think you can get something away and we might be able to start something. But each week I realise more and more just how crap this football club is at the moment in time on the pitch. And yeah, I'm really, really hoping that, you know, come next week, you know, we can get a massive 3 points against Wolves. Because this top four race, we need to start picking up points right now. So yeah, I mean, honestly, the away end, having a bit of fun there. No, but yeah, we need to be better, and we weren't tonight, and we got knocked out of the game because we didn't deserve anything. So yeah, a dreadful performance down in the capital. So yeah, let's hope for better next week. It needs to be better next week, Liverpool, because if it's not, and if it's that bad at Anfield, there will be fuming in the ground. But yeah, until the next one, up the Reds.
Hello, you wonderful Red Men Plus subscriber. Hope you enjoyed watching that video. If you're one of our club captains, just want to give you a heads up on the club legend tier, what you're missing out on. You're missing out on our monthly competition where we're giving away some amazing prizes. You're missing out on the Discord chat, and you're also missing out on getting free Red Men merchandise. So yeah, if you are one of our club captains and you're thinking about going over to club legend, go and give it a try. I promise that you won't regret it.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.